Welcome to the Share Talk podcast. This is John Adamson. I'm with Gervase Heddle, Executive Director of Greatland Gold, GGP ticker on LSE. Hi, Gervase. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks, John. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Not a problem. So we've had a couple of RNSs out recently, with a third popping up this morning. But before we get into that, I just wondered if you could just give our listeners a brief overview of what Greatland Gold are all about.
Oh, absolutely, John. So Greatland Gold is an exploration and development company. We're focused primarily at this stage on our properties in Australia. We have four properties where the primary commodity we're looking for is gold, and one where the primary commodity is nickel slash VMS. And we're also in a very active phase at the moment, looking at new acquisitions and opportunities. We completed an agreement to acquire the Havieron gold project recently, which is up in the Paterson region, about 30 kilometres away from the prolific Telfer mine. And we're looking for more opportunities like that. And as I think is sort of reflected in the news that came out last week about the collaboration with Metal Tiger.
Sure. I mean, do you want to give us a bit more information about that collaboration? Because that was only just recently announced on Friday last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so in essence, obviously the board of Greatland knows the board of Metal Tiger and Metal Tiger Australia quite well. We've all met each other several times, and we've all informally discussed various projects, over time, where it's been appropriate. And in a way, this formalises, I guess, an informal relationship where we're basically, helping each other and assisting each other in the process of looking for new opportunities, particularly opportunities in the precious metals and strategic base metal sectors, and opportunities in Australia and Asia. Metal Tiger Australia has a great, has access to great opportunities in Australia and Asia from Terry Grammer and the other directors there. And so they're always coming up with various ideas or seeing various things, some of which are too early stage for Metal Tiger and Metal Tiger Australia. And, we also see a lot of opportunities come across our desk, some of which are sort of too big for Greatland, and so it makes sense to pass them on to Metal Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed there was mention of a potential joint listing on ASX in future with both yourselves and Metal Tiger. Is that something we could maybe expect to see in the next year?
Look, it's possible. It's certainly something that we're going to be exploring. The background to that, I guess the overview there is that Metal Tiger PLC is AIM listed, as is Greatland Gold PLC. Metal Tiger Australia is a wholly owned subsidiary of the PLC company. It's not independently listed on the ASX. So between us, we have no ASX listing currently.
Sure.
And an ASX listing can be interesting because, Australian investors can get quite excited about Australian-based opportunities. So, if there's a bull market in gold or nickel or copper, you'll find that Australian investors would, in general, prefer to invest in something that's a local play on that commodity rather than something that's on AIM. And so if we can package together some properties in Australia that are focused on a particular commodity at the right time, we think our shareholders could collectively, do very well out of that. That's sort of the lines that we're thinking along. But look, it's still early days there, and we need to have quite a few more conversations about that yet.
Okay. And we also had your final financial results out back end of last week. Have you got any comment on those at all?
Yes. Well, look, I think they highlighted that we're in a very good position. I mean, we're sitting on a lot of cash. I think it was over £800,000, a little over, in the accounts. And if you read the chairman's letter, it's been, as everybody knows who follows us, it's been a year of change for the company. We've changed the board. We've become a lot more proactive in terms of exploration and looking for new opportunities. I mean, it's really been a very busy time the last few months. It's a very busy time at the moment. We've got drilling ongoing drilling at Ernest Giles. We're preparing for field activities in Tasmania. We're working through the native title agreement at Havieron. And then, as you saw today, we've got new results out of Bromus, which suggests that Bromus still has some fantastic targets there. So, you know, it's been a year of change, and we're going to, you know, stay on the front foot. We believe that we are at the beginning of a bull market in the commodity space generally, in precious metals more specifically, and we're going to keep working to capitalise on that.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything that you could expand upon? I mean, we've only just got the RNS this morning about this EM downhole results. Yes. at Bromus. I mean, can you give us a bit more information on how you see that's going to affect your company moving forward?
Absolutely. Well, this is a great result for us. So just to back up a little bit, the Bromus various anomalies were identified there through surface electromagnetic work, one of which really stood out like a sore thumb. I said that before, and that was where we put drill hole number one, so BRD001, into trying to hit that anomaly. As it turns out, we missed it. You know, obviously you should ask the question of, well, maybe it just didn't exist and, you know, we were, you know, just going down the wrong track. So anyway, we followed up our drilling. We did four holes there. It was a very cost-effective campaign. We followed that up with downhole EM, and that the survey there has highlighted several high-priority targets, two of which are particularly appealing. One of which is off that first drill hole, BRD001. We think that we missed the initial surface anomaly, the anomaly that was detected by the surface EM, and we think that the report would indicate that there is a large conductive body nearby, and that basically our drill hole missed it, and that conductive body is consistent with massive sulfide mineralization. Now that obviously is no guarantee that we'll intersect massive sulfide mineralization if we do drill it, but it's a really good start, and it's definitely a target that we want to follow up. There's also another target off drill hole, BRD003, similar. And what makes both of these targets particularly attractive is that they're relatively near surface, and they are well defined, and we can drill them from the existing drill pads. So it should be a fairly straightforward and relatively inexpensive process to drill that. And I just remind investors that so far we've only spent $200,000 Australian, so about £130,000 to get to this point where now we've got some, you know, really exciting targets there, you know, and obviously we can't guarantee what we're going to find there, but look, it's very good news, I think, and you know, the independent report emphasise that these are, you know, high priority targets, and we're pleased that they've been identified.
Okay, well, thank you for that detail. I mean, what can we expect to see sort of Q4, Q1 upcoming for Greater Than Gold?
Sure. So Q4, we're nearing the completion of the drilling campaign at Ernest Giles. That should be finished up within the next week or so, and then we'll be waiting for assay results. Bromus, we now need to start preparing for a new drill campaign in early 2017. You know, hopefully, I mean, it's very early stages. We haven't got any dates set yet, but I'm hoping February, March 2017 we can get out there, depending on weather, and follow up on these results. We've also got field activities occurring in Tasmania in Q4, late Q4. Maybe they'll roll into early Q1. And then also obviously we're very busy working on external deals, but you know, we can't say much there until, you know, there's actually something to announce. So that's where we're at. So look, there's an exciting pipeline of projects and activities occurring, and we hope it's a good 2017 to get a little bit of luck on some of these targets, and reward our shareholders.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gervais. It's been really good speaking to you today, and I hope to hear more from you again soon.
No, thanks, John, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much. Just as a reminder to all our ShareTalk listeners,
Alex Borelli, who's the chairman of GGP, who will be representing Metal Tiger at the 26th of November event at the Forest of Arden Marriott Hotel near Birmingham. So we look forward to seeing all of our listeners there. And there will also be Kola Gold, Macango Resources and Regency Mines, as well as our sponsors, Beaufort Securities, London South East, Yellow Jersey PR and Mining Maven.